The shooting over the weekend in OTR drawing extra attention as the city prepares for a busy week.
The funeral is being held today for a young photographer who drowned in Indiana.
And getting ready for opening day, the Reds back in town, getting ready for some inter-squad games. Good Monday morning. Welcome to 5 on 5 in 5, the daily podcast on WLWT, where we hit five topics in five-ish minutes that are on Channel 5.
We try.
We almost always go over, but that's okay. Kelly Rippon, Megan Mitchell here. Dad is out this week, so we are hoping that Dad is getting the rest and relaxation that he needs while actually being a father. That's probably maybe not as likely, but we're excited for him nonetheless. Let's talk about the forecast for today. So we've got a nice Monday on tap. We are talking about weather moving in. Rain, scattered showers, but nothing that's going to throw off the day too much. And I think it happens more so overnight. So we should get through the majority of today and be able to enjoy it. Warmer weather starts for this week. Great timing. We've got opening day.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday on the mind. Again, rounds of rain before that, but I think we dry out. Perfect timing for opening day with sunshine. We will talk about it closer to Thursday, probably really hit it more so tomorrow, just because we know that's what a lot of people are looking at. And then again, if baseball is not your thing, we've got Easter this weekend that a lot of people plan their outfits, their celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
All of the above. Did you have to wear white shoes on Easter growing up?
I've never heard of such thing.
I think it just like with the pastels like went with things.
Oh,
so my mom
sense.
Would always like, that's white when shoes. I got a pair of white shoes and they were always awful. They never felt comfortable. And I wasn't
I'm
a big dress gal, but
dirty. Well,
within seconds yeah. they were filthy. Yeah,
totally.
Okay. Let's get into the topics. Couple things to hit pretty quickly here, and then we will get you on your way. First up, we had a shooting over the weekend that is sparking concerns ahead of one of the busiest days of the year in Cincinnati. Of course, opening day coming up. Meg.
Yeah, and one person was hurt in the shooting. No arrests were made, but this all happened as preparations are, of course, underway for opening day. Now just 3 days out, and Cincinnati police expected to release some new details in connection to that shooting that left crowds of people running for safety, taking cover and over the Rhine. One person was seriously hurt after being shot multiple times. Investigators are still looking for your help in identifying the suspect this morning. And so investigators are really only giving us a vague description right now of a man in his early 20s. He's described as being 6 foot with short hair and wearing a blue sweatshirt and khaki shorts at the time of the shooting. We're told that suspect ran from the scene, and it all happened just as bars on Main Street were closing early Sunday morning. Workers in that area tell us, I mean, this was a chaotic scene that really has left them shaken up. So we are told that investigators are expecting to release some new details today in connection with the shooting.
We'll, of course, have those as we head through the day. Another sad story, but something that will hopefully bring the community of Versailles a little bit of peace. A promising young man from southeastern Indiana being remembered by his community today. And because of the close-knit community there, this really is going to impact this entire community. Funeral services are scheduled for Carson Hughes this morning. He is the 18-year-old who was found dead just over a week ago in Versailles State Park. Now, visiting hours will start at noon. It will run through 5 at Jack Sendell High School, and then the funeral will be immediately following in the gymnasium. Now, Carson, remembered for being a hugely talented photographer. He was a 3-sport athlete, a joy to be around. We know that over at his parking spot at the school, they have it decorated. There's a memorial. His truck has flowers on it as well. Carson's family hopes his legacy will inspire others to find their passion. Pay attention to beauty. In his obituary, it said, "Let Carson's life and magnificent works of art he left behind be your inspiration." So again, it's from noon to 5 at Jack Sendell High School, and the funeral service will be immediately after at the gymnasium. Okay, happening today, we've got Governor Mike DeWine in Loveland. He will be heading there talking about a new multi-million dollar project.
Yeah, the governor is actually touring several communities today following the announcement of new projects to revitalize Appalachian communities in Ohio. The state is investing $500 million into projects to stimulate communities in Ohio's 32 counties in the Appalachian region, and he's expected to be in Loveland today at 9:30 this morning.
Much more to come there. Okay, our fourth topic this morning, Cincinnati's sign going Italiano, as Megan was giving us the Italian hands this morning on air. Can't show you that through the podcast, but you know what we're talking about. There's an emoji for it as well. They're celebrating the iconic Greater Cincinnati restaurant. The Duke Energy Convention Center sign will be in green, white, and red, a reference to the Italian flag, and the 70th anniversary of La Rosa's. The pizzeria first opened March 24th, 1954, by Italian-American Buddy La Rosa. And since then, the company has grown to 64 locations across Greater Cincinnati. If you want to see the lights, the Duke Energy Convention Center. I just made that word up. We'll have them up from dusk till dawn for the next 2 days. And our final topic, ushering us into a very busy week and one we're excited about. The Redlegs have returned to Cincinnati. Their spring training stint in Goodyear is behind them. The team will play a couple of intra-squad games early this week before baseball season officially kicks off here on Thursday. The Battle of Ohio yesterday, things not looking too bad for the Reds. They ended up losing 10-7, but CES got a nice home run. Spencer Steer with a two-run double. Lots of good things still coming out of Goodyear. A reminder, WLWT is the only place where you can watch the parade and the game all in one place. We start things off with parade coverage at noon, followed by our throwback special opening day, Cincy's hometown holiday. And then you can watch the pregame coverage of the Nationals and the Reds right here at 3. And then after the final out, join WLWT News 5 for a special hour-long postgame newscast. Thursday's a big day.
I'm so excited for opening day, Kelly. Can't wait. I will say, and I said this to you a couple weeks back, when I was gone for a year, I left. This was the saddest day.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I was so depressed because you also see everyone on Instagram and Twitter just having the best time ever. And I'm like, it sucks.
Our Jatera McGee, who went back to a job at home in Pittsburgh, posted. She was like, I really wish I was going to be in Cincinnati this week. It does. It's a day that like sticks with you.
Totally.
We're pulling the kids out of daycare.
As you should.
I don't
know.
I just want to start that tradition. I do. I like, listen, if you play hooky on this day.
It's okay.
Kind of feels
free
fun.
Free pass.
Yeah.
We'll see. From Randy Rico.
Yeah, exactly. She'll write a special note. Okay, yes. That was 5 on 5 in 5 for today. Monday, March 25th. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.